From Tidbits on March 9th, 2009, this is the audio edition of New Mac Pro Uses Intel Nehalem Xeon Processors, written by Adam C. Angst. Whereas Apple's other recent Mac announcements range from the highly welcome Mac Mini, to the nice, the iMac, to the barely noticeable, the MacBook Pro, the new Mac Pro is far more significant despite the lack of outward changes to its aluminum shell. Faster, more capable CPUs. Leading the way is the switch to the Nehalem family of Intel Xeon processors, in either a single or dual quad-core CPU configuration for a total of either 4 or 8 cores. The quad-core Mac Pro is available in either a 2.66 GHz or a 2.93 GHz configuration, whereas the 8-core model adds a low-end 2.26 GHz model. But performance isn't all about clock speed, and in fact, these new processors run at slower clock speeds than the models they replace. Apple claims the new Mac Pros will be nearly twice as fast as the previous generation of Mac Pros, thanks to a single-die architecture that keeps cached data on the chip as it travels from core to core. Also helping boost performance is an integrated memory controller that gives the processor faster access to the data in RAM, reducing memory latency by up to 40%. Three other technologies also contribute to the performance increase. Turbo Boost is a dynamic performance technology that automatically increases the clock speed of active cores by up to 0.4 GHz, increasing a 2.93 GHz chip to 3.33 GHz, for instance, based on workload. Turbo Boost also shuts off idle cores, presumably saving power when it's not needed. Also new is hyper-threading, which lets two threads run simultaneously in each core, enabling the Mac Pro to present macOS 10 with what appears to be 16 cores, and letting the processor take advantage of resources available in each core. We suspect that Snow Leopard, the next version of macOS 10, will make more of this processing power generally available to applications. Lastly, the new Mac Pro uses a bidirectional point-to-point connection technology called QuickPath Interconnect to connect the processor to the disk, I/O, and other subsystems. QuickPath Interconnect is also used to connect the two quad-core processors, keeping processor-to-processor data from being slowed down by traversing the I/O hub. Enhanced graphics. Given the Mac Pro's status in the high-end graphics world, it's not surprising that Apple enhanced its graphic capabilities as well, making Mini DisplayPort standard at the same time. The default graphics card is the NVIDIA GeForce GT120 with 512 meg of GDDR3 memory, and Apple claims it provides up to 3 times the performance of the previous Mac Pro standard graphics card. For those who need even more graphics power, the ATI Radeon HD 4870 with 512 meg of GDDR5 memory is a $200 option, providing up to 5 times the performance of the previous generation ATI Radeon HD 2600 XT with 256 meg of GDDR3 memory. The card is also available on its own as a $349 upgrade for the older Mac Pro models, that's the early 2008 models, giving them a Mini DisplayPort connection and faster graphics performance. Both cards offer Mini DisplayPort and a dual-link DVI port, and with appropriate adapters can drive 2 monitors at up to 2560 by 1600 pixels. Since the Mac Pro has 3 additional PCI Express 2.0 slots, 2x4 slots and 1x16 slot, you can put up to 4 video cards in a Mac Pro and drive 8 30-inch displays. That's 32,768,000 pixels, for those who are counting. If you have to ask how much all those pixels would cost, you can't afford it. Other specs. On the storage side, the new Mac Pros ship with either 640GB or 1TB hard drives. Previously, the options were 500GB, 750GB, and 1TB, and an 18X SuperDrive, which is slightly improved from the previous 16X SuperDrive. Blu-ray support is still missing. As before, the Mac Pro can hold up to 4 hard drives and 2 SuperDrives. Drive pricing is still significantly higher than pricing from independent resellers. 6GB of RAM is standard across the board, with support for up to 32GB. Apple's RAM prices have dropped, making it easier to justify buying RAM from Apple rather than from an independent reseller, although maxing out with 32GB of RAM will still set you back a hefty $6,100. FireWire 400 has disappeared entirely, and there are now 4 FireWire 800 ports, 2 on the front panel and 2 in back. 5 USB 2.0 ports, plus 2 on the wired keyboard, remain standard, as does the built-in Bluetooth 2.1 plus EDR, the pair of gigabit Ethernet ports, and the optional AirPort Extreme 802.11n card. Also unchanged are the front panel headphone mini jack and internal speaker, the optical digital audio input and output Toslink ports, and the analog stereo line-level input and output mini jacks. Pricing. The base quad-core model of the new Mac Pro starts at $2,499, $300 less than before, and the 8-core model starts at $3,299. Although Apple's RAM prices are reasonable and hard drive prices a bit high, where you'll really increase the tab is by adding faster processors. Jumping from two 2.26GHz CPUs to a pair of 2.66GHz costs $1,400, and going all the way to two 2.293GHz processors increases the price by $2,600. With these updates, Apple continues to push the Mac Pro beyond what used to be considered the professional market and into the workstation market. The iMac and Mac Mini now offer sufficient capabilities for most professionals. But for those whose jobs involve high-end graphics, audio, or video, or the use of scientific and engineering software that will happily take as many cores and as much RAM as it can, the new Mac Pro is power to burn. Personally, I fall into that first category. 3 weeks ago, I purchased the previous generation Mac Pro, not because I needed its full power, but because I needed something that could run a matched pair of 24-inch monitors, since for me, productivity scales directly with screen real estate. Ironically, had I been able to wait for all these updates, the Mac Mini might almost have been sufficient for my needs. And I say almost because the maximum RAM ceiling of 4 GB in the Mac Mini might have been too limiting. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and man, there's a lot of power in this puppy.